This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We may hear this week that we ought to get a COVID booster shot. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what we've learned.
Federal health officials have been studying whether extra shots for the vaccinated would be needed as early as this fall to ensure lasting protection, especially with the more contagious Delta variant. Two inside sources tell the Associated Press it's expected they will call for a third dose for all Americans, regardless of age, to be given around 8 months after the second shot was administered. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said this weekend that there were concerns the vaccine's effectiveness might start to dwindle as the Delta variant continues to spread.
This morning, the airport in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, is open again. The U.S. military overseeing evacuation flights there. AP correspondent John Gambrell reports from overseas that the Taliban is trying to make itself look more inclusive, urging women now to join its government and declaring what it calls an amnesty in Afghanistan.
This Taliban now that has swept across the country in a lightning offensive that took just over a week and a half to dethrone the government there that was backed by the West, this Taliban is trying to portray itself as different. Now, that being said, there's still a lot we don't know about what the Taliban wants and what kind of government it will ultimately form. Negotiations are still ongoing between the Taliban and the government officials from the fallen Afghan government.
China, which shares a border with Afghanistan, is blaming the U.S. for the chaos there, referencing what it calls a hasty military withdrawal. But Beijing says it's willing to talk with the U.S. about what happens now in Afghanistan. That big storm they call Fred is raining heavily across the South. Power's out for thousands of Florida Panhandle residents. This is AP News. T-Mobile is investigating a data leak. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
T-Mobile says it's investigating a leak of its data. On an online forum, there was an offer to sell the personal information of cell phone users. T-Mobile says there was unauthorized access to some of its data, but the company did not know the scope of the breach yet or who was affected. Vice's Motherboard reports the online offer was to sell personal data for more than 100 million people. That included social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, unique device identifiers, and driver license information. T-Mobile says it could not confirm the number of records involved and also said it's confident the entry point to gain access has been closed. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man's been electrocuted in Idaho after jumping on a power transformer in Idaho Falls. The man was running along a concrete wall and jumped onto the transformer, according to authorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.